This is not going to be a pleasant experience. You're going to see and hear things that are not going to be very nice.
Experts divide serial killing into two general types, organized and disorganized. An organized killer brings everything he needs to complete the murder. A disorganized killer improvises.
Begin. Listener discretion is advised.
One question that many people have is why didn't the police connect the body with the missing persons report? After all, Jewel Parchman Langford went missing from Montreal, which is just 90 miles from where the body was found. In 2021, the police tracked down Rodney Nichols, who was 80 years old and living in a retirement home in Hollywood, Florida. He was in a wheelchair, had recently been diagnosed with dementia. On February 1, 2022, members of the Ontario Provincial Police, along with the FBI, went to the retirement home. The Ontario Police questioned him while the FBI monitored the interview. The police told Nichols they were questioning him about the disappearance of Jewel Parchman Langford. He said he didn't know anything about it. Then they revealed that her body had been found in the river in 1975 and they had recently identified her. Nichols then said that she had died in an accident. They were on a sailboat and it capsized. He then admitted to killing her, but he said he drowned her because he was depressed. But the police knew that wasn't true because there was no water in her lungs. Nichols then admitted that they got into a fight in his home and he killed her. He then dumped her body in the river. The police showed him photographs of the neckties, and he said they were his. They also showed him pictures of the towels and the tablecloth. He said he didn't remember them, but acknowledged they probably came from his home. He was then asked why he confessed to the murder. He said that he wanted to come clean. Nichols then voluntarily gave a sample of his DNA. It was compared to the partial profile found on the green tablecloth. It was 190 times more likely to be from Nichols than a person related to him. In September 2022, a warrant was issued for Rodney Nichols' arrest. In July 2023, the Canadian authorities filed an extradition request. In October 2023, a federal judge granted the request. However, Rodney Nichols will probably never face trial due to his cognitive state. His lawyer is also currently arguing that his confession should not be used as evidence because of his mental capabilities.
This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you. This will conclude the episode. Thanks for tuning in. If you like what you hear, please leave a comment and subscribe. Thank you.